Hello again, Avalanche fans. This is Jay Veen from the Avs Hockey Podcast, your home for almost everything Avalanche. Checking in for day two of the Mile High Hockey Blogger Roundtable. I don't have a blog, so I podcast. Thank you again to Shane Giroux for the idea to podcast these answers. And let's get on to day two. Question four. No goalie faced more shots last year than Craig Anderson, and the Avalanche have lost perennial shot blocker Brett Clark, who ranked 11th in shots last year, despite missing 18 games. With six other core defensemen all returning and no veteran acquisitions to augment the squad, can the Avs tighten things up defensively this year? The number one thing is health for me. If the Avalanche defense stays somewhat healthy, it's going to be a better year as far as shots go on the from the opposition. That's obvious. Another year of experience and maturity for Kyle Quincy, Kyle Comiskey, and Ryan Wilson will never hurt anything. I think it's also time to redefine Adam Foote's role within the system. It's obvious he's lost a step or two over the years, and it's pretty evident that his 25 to 30 minutes per night every game is a thing of the past. That doesn't mean that he still can't be a valuable part of this team. The Avalanche signing him so quickly and pretty much being the only veteran that the Avalanche signed in the offseason says something to what the organization thinks of him, and you got to respect that. Overall health is the big key. Healthy defensemen will keep the puck out of the Avalanche zone and obviously eventually lower the opposition shots and scoring chances. So us as Avalanche fans are definitely hoping this becomes the case, because all the shots against Craig Anderson stacked up last year, and a couple seasons of that is definitely not going to be good for his health mentally or physically. All right, let's move on to the fifth question. The last time an Avalanche defenseman scored 40 points in the regular season was 2006-2007. That was Johnny Hot Pocket, John Michael Lyles, who scored 44 points. Who do you think will be the next Avalanche blue liner to hit that mark? And obviously, that's going to be the next big-time power play defenseman on the point. Not sure if there's anybody on the roster right now that can be that guy. My best guess would be whichever young defenseman in the system earns his way onto this team, whether that be David Shattenkirk, Colby Cohen, or even Jonas Holas. Shattenkirk has already been set down. Cohen and Holas are still going. I've heard of Holos and Holas on the Avalanche site. They said it's Holas, so I'll kind of split the difference in the pronunciation of his name. But I've got those young guys or a veteran that the Avalanche make a move for in the future that can fill that role. Overall things, and I bring this up a lot, things just haven't been the same on the PowerPoint from the blue line since Rob Blake left the team. Just kind of part of that reality. The big blue line guys that are great on the power play are tough to find. It's not like the Avalanche are doing something wrong and not having one. When teams find them, they obviously don't want to give them up. The Shea Webbers of the world, guys like that. On the other hand, a huge power play year by Paul Stastny. Easy for me to say, Matt Duchene or Chris Stewart, that would help everyone's stats. That would be a very good thing. But I honestly don't think anybody on this roster right now will be that 40-point guy unless – I'd say it's Lyles again if somebody has a huge power play year. If it's not Lyles, it's going to be somebody that's not on the team quite yet, whether that be through move or one of the youngsters that will come up and eventually be the big blue line stud that everybody's hoping he will be. Either that's Holas or Cohen or Shattenkirk. So there you go. That's my answer. All right. Last question on day two. Joe Sakic scored 62 points as a 19-year-old rookie with the Nordiques and then improved to 102 points in his sophomore year. Joe Sakic, I miss that guy. A 19-year-old Matt Duchene scored 55 points last year. What kind of point total can we expect from Matt Duchene this year? Let's make this clear, and this isn't breaking news for any Avalanche fan. Matt Duchene will never be Joe Sakic, all right? You can tell my bias here. I'm a huge Joe Sakic fan. For a lot of different reasons, Matt Duchene most likely isn't going to be the eighth leading scorer in NHL history. It's just not going to happen. But I'm going to go with an 80-point season for Matt Duchene this season, as long as he stays healthy, of course. He's fun to watch. It's going to be intriguing to watch him grow up within this organization. We haven't been able to watch a young stud grow up in the organization for a while here in Denver. And I know I speak for many of us when we say we're excited to see how great this kid is going to be. It's an exciting young team. They can skate. Another year of speed and maturity and muscle and everything else behind all these young guys. Going to be very fun to watch. I'll cover this in the last question in the last day tomorrow. But I'm not expecting a Stanley Cup run, but I am expecting some really, really good things out of this Avalanche team. All right, day two in the books. That's my three questions for day two. I will see you tomorrow for day three, the final day, and then we'll get into Avalanche hockey. If you need to find me anywhere, my website, www.avshockeypodcast.com. You can find me on Twitter, AVSHKYPODCAST, Avs Hockey Podcast. And you can also find me on Facebook, the Avs Hockey Podcast fan page. Click the like on the top of the page if you want to follow me, and I'll keep you up to date for, well, just about everything Avalanche. All right, thank you for the listen. I'll be back tomorrow for day three, and take care. See you then.